This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. In December, and a little into the new year, the resident great horned owls in the riparian corridor of the Ojolote called incessantly. It was the mating season, and the hooting went on night and day. Perches were changed regularly, so hooting came from different locations all the time, sometimes in the evening, right over our heads, in a tree or on a power pole. Love was in the air, you know. I mean, well, not love, but mating and nesting was in the air. The call was easily imitated, so I did it, you know, for fun. I didn't know if I was doing the male or female call. I remember that the female call, they sound the same, but the female call is a little higher in pitch. And there was also a short bark to be heard coming from the canopy of the trees, and that would be the female saying, "Hello, I'm over here." So it was the great horned owl breeding season, and it coincided with the mule deer rut. And on a couple firewood hauls in the nearby hills, mule deer bucks wandered within 20 yards of Ms. Mosquiti and me, you know, with nothing on their mind but finding a doe. And the doe was probably looking for a buck, and it's time to procreate. And those crazed bucks, I'm not making this up, come walking just past us as we're gathering firewood. They're just crazed. Well, anyway, they were fun to observe. That rut leads to fawns in late summer, like think August, right? There you go. Pretty neat. Yeah, it makes me think of spring. Maybe that's right around the corner, and that too is exciting. A change of season. Yeah, that's exciting. Well, a change is exciting. Ms. Mosquiti and I continue our once-a-week excursions and have decided that we will make them a regular thing forever. Once a week, leave our home and go someplace, right, for the day. I mean, the trip is usually on a Monday, so Saturday or Sunday we're pondering our Monday destination. I'm thinking of making a little spinning wheel like you used to have in a board game, you know, with an arrow that will point to a destination. Taking the pondering out of the equation, spin the wheel and shout, "We're going to!" In the last 2 weeks, the arrow would have pointed to Leslie Canyon National Wildlife Refuge. 30 miles, I'm not kidding, 30 miles of glorious dirt road from our home, a couple miles of asphalt, then dirt road across grassland, woodland, desert, and to the refuge, and an abundance of cool plants and animals. And I'll talk about plants today because this we got to talk about lots of things over the next week or two. Anyway, the plants, I knew a lot of them, and I'll talk about some I knew, but there are over 400 species in this refuge. The refuge is only just shy of 3,000 acres. And as Ms. Mosquiti and I walked the trail, I was reminded of hikes with the Arizona Native Plant Society 30, 40 years ago when it would take you an hour and a half to, to cover 200 yards. You know, if the hike was going to be a mile or two, you better bring a lunch and a supper. Anyway, let me tell you two or three or four of my favorite plants that I saw on this marvelous gravelly limestone canyon area. Let's see. Oh, Condalia warnockii. Condalia, how come I can't think of a common name for that cool plant? In the Ramnaceae, shrubby evergreen, big bushy shrubby evergreen, so dense and green that you think it's a juniper in the distance. The branching so thick and intricate, and they're spinescent, so every branch has a little spine, a point on the end, and when you're picking the tiny fruit, the droop proceed, you're saying ouch every few seconds. Told you, Ramnaceae. Two species of Nolina, both Microcarpa and Texana. Eisenhardia orthocarpa, kidneywood was in there. It's in the pea family, Fabaceae. It was shrubby where we saw it and browsed on. Got to include the plant that was everywhere on the slopes, Mortonia scabrella. It's in the bittersweet family, Celastraceae, on those, you know, it was on those gravelly slopes. I always want to tell people it's named after the Italian actress Mortonia Scabrella. And did I say limestone? Did I say limestone? Did I say solid slabs of limestone? Yeah. Wait for it. Sandpaper oak, thickets of Quercus pungens, 2 to 3 feet tall and twice as wide. Sandpaper oak growing out of a solid limestone. Very cool. Oh, man, there's way more. So let the adventure continue. Finding cool plants in the borderlands. The desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.